GeekCastRadio.com presents GCRN Wars. Two geek topics will be challenged. The ultimate battle will come to pass. One shall stand, one shall fall.
Hello and welcome to GCRN Wars, Episode 8, 80s Cartoon Villain Tournament, the quarterfinal round. And wow, we have got a lot to get to, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I am TFG and Mike, one of your many hosts, and joining me is TV's Mr. Neil. Hello.
Hi there.
Kermit the Frog, wannabe. of course, Steve Megatron.
Hello.
The other Kermit the Frog. Okay, so we're going to do things a little bit differently tonight in the beginning of this episode because Mike the Birdman Don from ThisWeekInGeek.net was supposed to be with us. Apparently his wife getting him...
Evil Dead tickets.
Evil Dead tickets, some stupid horror movie that's coming out, is more important than 80s cartoons villains. Hey, whatever, it's a thing from his wife. You know, that comes first. But... Mike did call in and leave his predictions for the round. Where are we going from here, Steve? What are we doing? Are we revealing the quarterfinalists?
Well, I figure since Kevin's not here, it falls to me.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza the Hut ate Kevin.
Yes, it did. Brutally. So before we get into Dodd's response to the next set of the bracket, we must talk about the previous set of the bracket.
Yes.
And in doing so, we have Mumra versus Monstar, which started great debates on the site. Looking through the comments, everybody's arguing different elements of it. Of course, some people were agreeing with mine of, you know, Mumra being defeated by the shiny metal glow of Monstar, and then other people were saying, oh no, but he's nearly invincible and he overcame that problem and the only way is to do something with the ancients, and I'm still...
Okay, let me clarify for you, because I know you haven't watched a lot of Thundercats, and I just, after someone pointed that out to me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, that did happen. In the beginning part of the series, Mumra had the reflection problem. There was a point where the ancient spirits of evil took away his powers, and then he got them back, and he got improved powers, which he no longer had the reflection weakness. So I forgot that happened. It's been a very long time since I watched all 130 episodes of Thundercats, but that was really good discussion happened on GeekCastRadio.com with these comments, and it was pretty awesome.
Yes, I have to agree. But sadly for this bracket, my prediction was wrong and Mumra won out with 55-17.
Wow.
Wow.
It started out real close and Monstar started winning and then the Mumra love came right in afterwards and swept the floor with him.
Wow.
But, you know, the superior cartoon won out, so be it.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was the first part of the bracket. The second part was Big Boss versus Miles Mayhem. This one, it was kind of a toss-up off and on throughout the fight. I mean, granted, most of us, I think, voted Miles Mayhem in the last episode.
Episode, yeah.
This one, the only counter that I could see on the post was the fact that Big Boss would play dirty and his henchmen would get involved, or he'd sit on him or something vaguely around that.
Right.
But the counterbalance was that if it lasted longer than 5 minutes in the battle, he'd have a heart attack. Yeah. Or
he'd need his oxygen machine.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Where's Captain Planet when you need him? But, sorry, it just fit into another fat guy from that show. But yeah, so in this battle, Big Boss lost to Miles Mayhem with 22-44.
Wow.
But I can't say I'm surprised because, well, Miles did work for Cobra and he had the military.
What were you going to say, Neil?
I said, Big Boss, you go now.
Yes, he finally succumbed to his heart attack. So, getting into the third battle of the bracket, we have Megatron versus Psykill. This was basically even with our Cobra Commander battle with the last battle on the other side of the bracket.
Yes.
This battle was kind of a no-brainer. Honestly, as Neil put it, Wheelie is about the only one that Psykill could probably kill. So, I have to agree. There were a few people kind of stirring the pot and saying, oh, well, Psykill, blah, blah, blah. I'm voting for him because all this Megatron is a joke. And
there was one person on Twitter who's a fan of ours, doesn't interact with us a lot on the website, but he did on this post, Count Marzo, who is a huge MattyCollector.com apologist. He basically just said, I'm so sick of you Transformers fans, I'm just going to vote GoBots just because of GoBots rule. And I'm thinking, oh, God.
But I can understand why he said that. It's stirring the pot. It's funny. Yeah. But this battle was 76-3.
Wow.
Fusion cannon to the face.
There was no contest. He was sending Psykill to the smelting pool.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
See, you just can't battle Megatron. He's a beast.
No, you can't.
And then getting into the last battle of the bracket, we have the Shredder versus Tex-Mex.
Tex-Hex, but yeah.
Yes. I'm calling him Tex-Mex, because...
You want guac with that plate?
Anyways, that magic is no use for the Shredder.
Yeah.
Nope, he's got his... all of his mutants, and he's got Krang and Dimension X and the Techno Drone. What has Tex-Hex got? Nothing.
He's got a horse.
Yeah, that gallops.
Yeah.
So suffice it to say, this battle was also fairly close at 69-6.
Wow!
Yes. The tournament, I actually had the art made up for this bracket 4 days ago. Because it was still a staggering amount even then before we had an additional 20 voters added in. So
yeah.
It's sad. But I can't say that I'm surprised or disappointed with who made it to the next round.
Yeah, the next round after we hear from Mr. Dodd is going to be really interesting. I think the three of us might all end up not talking to each other after this episode because holy crap, we're going to have a lot of debates and discussions about what could happen with the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I'm fairly excited to see what happens with this particular bracket. So. I will cut back over to Mike the Birdman Dodd's thoughts on this next set of the bracket tournament, and we'll be back after a few voice clips.
Hey guys, it's Mike the Birdman Dodd. Now, due to some unfortunate timing, but a really cool wife, I'm not joining you guys tonight because my wife got me preview tickets to see Evil Dead tonight. Let's just say I owe the GeekCast Radio crew guys a massive favor. It will be epic when I choose to repay it. But anyway, so we're talking cartoon villains tonight. And looking at the quarterfinals so far, I've got some favorites. When I look at Skeletor versus King Zarkon, I'm honestly going with Skeletor. I see the combination of magic and the fact that he has so many cool villains to help him out. And, you know, he's not a complete idiot. So I'm kind of liking Skeletor's odds. Plus, he looks fucking cool. Now, looking at Vengar versus Cobra Commander, I gotta go with Cobra Commander. You might be asking why. Well, Cobra Commander does have a military background. And considering he's able to command vast amounts of troops and vast amounts of resources, I'd say he's also suited. Plus the fact he's not a terrible hand-to-hand combatant. And if you look at his history through the G.I. Joe comics, he's also quite brutal as well. Now, I'm talking the IDW and former Dreamwave stuff when I talk about that. But still, I'm liking Cobra Commander there. This is probably my favorite matchup of the night. We're looking at Mumm-Ra versus Miles Mayhem. I love Miles Mayhem. I think he's a cool guy. Like, the mask vehicles that he has access to, that's pretty kick-ass. But Mumm-Ra, the evil villain of the Thundercats. Come on. Once again, powerful magic. He's brutal. And I honestly think magic will triumph against technology. But then again, when you look at He-Man, because that's technology versus magic too. But still, I'm going to give this one to Mumm-Ra versus Miles Mayhem. Because Mumm-Ra will do what is necessary, whereas Miles Mayhem, I think he's eventually going to wuss out. And then this matchup, honestly, this is no contest. Megatron versus Shredder. Megatron will brutalize the masked menace here, simply because, well, once again, he leads the Decepticon forces. He's got that huge fusion cannon on his arm. He's not stupid. Plus, he did kill Optimus Prime, whereas Shredder doesn't really have a victory to really call his own. Then again, which incarnation of the Shredder are we talking about here? But I'm going to give it to Megatron, because once again, he's killed Optimus Prime. He led the Decepticon forces from nothing to be the dominant force in the galaxy, conquering Cybertron and killing a number of Autobots. Unfortunately, Megatron does have his pride, which does occasionally cause him to fail in his many schemes. But his brutality and tactical ability is, I think, what will eventually see him through to the end of this match. So anyway, guys, like I said, I'm really sorry that I missed tonight. I will be on another one of these shows, I assure you. I will make sure I do not have tickets to anything else coming out this month, because Evil Dead and Jurassic Park is the only thing good that's coming out anyway. So anyway, guys, this is Mike the Birdman Dodd for ThisWeekInGeek.net saying, live free or die hard, and may the best bad guy win.
So swears Skeletor!
We'll see.
Yes, you will.
Good old Mike the Birdman Dodd. You can always rely on him for a strange Canadian commentary. But we'll see if any of his predictions come true, because the first battle is who, Steve?
The first battle is Skeletor against King Zarkon.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, this entire round is going to be interesting to see who gets to the semifinals next week.
Yeah.
I am stoked to see what happens after this battle. I do not know where this is going to go in the voting. I'm very, very antsy to see what happens, especially with a few of the rounds. A few of them are going to be no-brainers, but a few of them I'll be quite surprised if they are beat.
Yes.
This one is Skeletor against King Zarkon. And for me, out of the two, if you're going on sheer fear factor of style or magic ability or henchmen, I'd have to give it to Skeletor.
Yeah.
And he's got much more of a menacing name to him.
Well, I think the thing with the menacing name with Voltron was Planet Doom. You know, it was more so on the planet than it was in the characters.
And Zarkon looks like a cross between a bat and a fish.
He's essentially a human version of Astro Train. Oh, wait, that's right, he is. Jack Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neil, thoughts on Skeletor versus Zarkon?
Well, I was just going to compare their resumes here. And Skeletor, for a guy who comes from a series called Masters of the Universe, he's barely failing to capture a planet. Whereas Zarkon, you know, his scope is larger. He's at least going for a solar system, I think. And you know, Zarkon, his plans seem to get farther along in development, whereas Skeletor pretty much fails on a regular basis. I can't think of a single time he won, except for, you know, the one or two times that he got one over on Hordak. I'm going to have to go with Zarkon on this. I don't see how Skeletor really stands a chance, unless he uses his magic, but, you know, that doesn't ever seem to help him. So
Zarkon, well, the only way he could win, I think, kind of now that I'm listening to your argument, I have to agree. The only way he could win is he trapped him in another dimension. Or trapped him somewhere else like he did to Hardak.
Yeah. And you gotta think, and this, and I know He-Man, oh my god, we're gonna so incur the wrath of He-Man fans if we all pick Zarkon, because no, because it's like, it's just if, because the way I've looked at this entire thing, I've looked at it individual. If you put, like, if you create an 80s villains version of Street Fighter or Marvel versus Capcom, whatever, if you created a fighting game with these characters, that's the way I viewed this, is Skeletor versus Zarkon individually in a battlefield, who wins without using help or whatever. Granted, they're evil. I know that they would cheat and bring in their warriors. But if you look at them one-on-one, or if you look at them with their armies, yes, Zarkon has an army of, what color are those troopers? What are they, like, dark teal, blue, black? I don't know. The troopers that, like, in the beginning of Voltron, that are guards in the prison and stuff. Do you remember what I'm talking about, Neil?
Vaguely, yeah.
It's basically Zarkon's version of the Foot Clan, basically. Okay? He's got that army, and he's got Witch Hagar, and he's got her creating Robeasts. His ultimate downfall in any of his plans is his son's googly eyes wanting to get his dick in the pants of Allura. That's Zarkon's ultimate downfall, is his son, because his son always ends up fucking stuff up. With Skeletor, his evil warriors, it's like a... It's worse than a class of first graders sometimes. It really is, because you've got all these evil warriors, and granted, don't get me wrong, I like Skeletor, I like the evil warriors, but I honestly, oh man, I'm gonna have to make a choice here, and it's... In a one-on-one battle, we have to decide what wins out. Skeletor shooting a magic blast out of his Havoc Staff, or Zarkon using a laser pistol? Rito shot first.
I was going to say, it's turning into Han versus Luke here.
I know. I got to give it to Skeletor, because I think Skeletor is under... Like I said, Zarkon, if any of his people are around him, they always end up screwing stuff up. Skeletor is just underhanded enough that he would find some way to get around Zarkon, or he would find something that imprisons Zarkon or something. So I got to give it to Skeletor.
Okay, so we have one for Skeletor, two for Zarkon. King Zarkon. Yes.
Okay, then.
Yes. So moving on to the next bracket, we have Venger against Cobra Commander.
Let's hear what the combatants have to say.
This is the end for all of you.
Surrender to the new order of Cobra starting at noon tomorrow, or suffer my wrath. Devastation, ruin, chaos.
So we've heard what the combatants have to say, and as Steve said before the break, the Dark Lord of Dragons and Dungeons versus an Agent of Mask.
That was just horrible.
I know. It was meant to be that way. But yeah, no, Cobra Commander versus Venger. I don't know. If you look at it in the way of the characters, and if they ever had an... like, if somehow Venger ever crossed over into G.I. Joe, you essentially have Optimus Prime versus technically Starscream, but you would have Peter Cullen versus Chris Latta just by the voices alone. As far as abilities, Venger, to me, is scarier than Cobra Commander. But I think Cobra Commander would win out because of the simple fact that, well, he's... Besides the fact that he's just fucking Cobra Commander, but he is a badass, he will cheat and use all kinds of, you know, Cobra troopers and everything else. So, I don't know. Neil, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, about your thought about Bender crossing over to G.I. Joe. You know, Cobra Commander has had plots involving roller coasters in the past, so it could conceivably happen.
Oh, God.
But I'm just looking at it as, well, first I'm going to go one-on-one, and then as villains would go if they were to cheat. One-on-one, I'd have to give it to Venger, just because Venger's a badass, and he's got magic and all this power on his side. Whereas Cobra Commander is just some guy with a gun, and he can barely shoot anything to begin with. But, you know, even if I were to account for the fact that Cobra Commander has troops on his side, you know, Cobra Commander has the resources. He could, you know, enlist Tiamat if he wanted, but he's not that clever. He'd probably use the dreadnoughts. And, of course, what would happen is the dreadnoughts would go up to Venger and be like, hello, hello, hello. And then Venger would be like, adios, adios, adios. And that would be the end of Cobra's team, and that would be the end of Cobra Commander. So I'm going to say this. The only reason Cobra Commander is here is because Serpentor is not. And I'm going to have to give it to Venger. This I command. Cobra Commander, you're out of here.
Wow, Steve, rebuttal?
Okay. The thing about Serpentor is he never did his own dirty work. Everybody just cowered before him because they created him.
That's true.
And when Cobra Commander did become a man again, he turned Serpentor into his frog bitch.
We're back just to saying. The frogs.
He used Nagahide's pet. So Serpentor, like I said, is kind of useless. Cobra Commander, granted, did have some crappy plots, as have all the 80s villains.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has technology on his side. They have everything they've stolen from the Joes, from the government, things that they may have come up with.
Python Patrol.
Yeah, or, you know, they have various kinds of toxic characters later on. I mean, they in the 80s they have, you know, all these mystical things that sometimes show up. I mean, I think it's kind of a hard one to push because you have magic against technology,
right?
But you have an entire army. Granted, they may not be able to shoot a damn thing. I mean, just get for real. You have like 12 G.I. Joes going against like a million Cobra, and somehow the G.I. Joes beat them.
Yeah,
it's. I mean, that's just every episode. But
well, you had Sergeant Slaughter and his team of Rawhides who took out the Terrordrome by themselves.
Okay, so you have six G.I. Joes that go against
all
thousands of Cobra and the Cobra home base. So you still have one against many, and which is as good as one. It's a very hard one to fight, but just for the fact that I like Cobra Commander better, I'm voting for Cobra Commander because I think it would be a stalemate battle, honestly.
Yeah.
You'd have technology and magic, and you'd have the equivalent of one person against one person, so it would just cancel each other out. Armies don't count in this category. They just don't.
All right, so we've got two for Cobra Commander and one for Venger.
So getting into the third bracket, we have Mumra and Miles Mayhem.
Let's hear from the combatants.
Let's see you outrun this!
Ancient spirits of evil, transform this decayed form to Mumra!
So we've heard from the combatants, and I'm going to take this one first. Mumra versus Miles Mayhem. All Mumra's got to do is get him into his little lair there, have him stand in front of the cauldron, and have the little lightning electrodes things just shock the hell out of Miles Mayhem. Like, Mumra didn't even have to transform from his decayed form at all, honestly.
I'm going to take this one next.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to go with Mumra. He's got the freakish, you know, cloaked, scary-looking dude nature. You have a fat military guy that the most action he sees is on a television screen. Mumra has mystical powers, and I mean, it's kind of a repeat of the other side, only this magic entity is far superior on this side and the military superior as on the other side. So right. It's kind of, this one's a no-brainer. Miles Mayhem's going to lose.
Yeah.
Mumra would have to do is Mumra would have to do is transform into his other form, and it would scare the pants off him, and he'd run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just pretty much copy and paste my last argument here, except more so just because Mumra is that much more badass than Miles Mayhem. And unlike Cobra Commander, I don't think Miles Mayhem could possibly throw a saving throw, so Mumra all the way.
Yeah, I mean, even if Miles Mayhem got in a couple of good shots if he was in Switchblade or something like that, but still, again, the whole magic versus technology in this instance, magic is going to win out because Mumra can do anything. I mean, hell, Mumra could transform his dog into a poodle, the damn thing would bite Miles' leg off. You know, it's just, yeah, Mumra all the way. Well, that was a short discussion. These battles are pretty one-sided at this point. Who's next on the bracket, Steve?
Last up on the bracket is Megatron against the Shredder.
Let's hear what the combatants have to say.
Wait! I still function!
What the devil?
I'll crush you with my bare hands!
We've heard from the combatants, and once again, I'm going to take this one because I just thought of something. If this was the battle that it was going to come down to, Megatron versus the Shredder... Neil, you've watched G1 to the point where it's basically melded into your brain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have too. Have you seen the size of the Transformers compared to the humans?
Yes.
Let's think about that on a one-on-one battle. Technically, Megatron would be 3 stories higher than Shredder. All he'd have to do is just stick his foot down.
Crunch.
Steve?
Not only that, but Megatron pulled an entire planet into the atmosphere. Yeah. Megatron has far superior technology. Even trumping Dimension X.
Yes.
Plus he has the resources of Cybertron and Shockwave and pretty much every Decepticon that could wipe out anything the Shredder could dish at him.
Yeah.
Megatron is more menacing. He's got the raspier voice. He has a fusion cannon, which is like letting off a giant nuke.
Yeah.
There's just no contest here. Megatron all the way.
The only way that Shredder would ever beat Megatron. Now, Mike Dodd had asked us, it depends on which version of Shredder you're talking about. We are, because this is the 80s villains tournament, we are specifically talking about the 1987 Shredder. We're not talking about the more badass 2003 version. We're not talking about the current version in the Nick Turtle series. We're talking about the old 87 Shredder.
Uncle Phil.
The only way... Huh?
Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil. Yeah. The only way Uncle Phil could win is if he got in the Technodrome and fired everything the Technodrome had at Megatron. That's the only way. If they're going one-on-one, as I already said, Megatron's, you know, 3 stories high compared to Shredder's height. It wouldn't even be a contest at all.
Nope. Well, I have to agree.
Well, plus Megatron is so overpowered. I mean, aside from his fusion cannon, he's got that other barrel on his back, which I've seen him use once, so that does do something. He's also got an energy morning star. He's many times the size of Shredder. Shredder has Ginsu knives welded to his costume. He could go ting tang ting on Megatron's foot all he likes. But eventually he's just going to be street pizza. And
what's all that hardware for? Making coleslaw?
I mean, the only conceivable way, and this is only if we count the first movie, which I know doesn't count, is if Megatron were to stomp on him. You know, Shredder has survived a garbage compactor. But
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of, and yeah. Even that I'm not going to count. So no. Megatron.
Yeah.
No contest.
All right, so I think we're going to go to a very, very short ad break, and we're going to come back and let you know how you can interact with this quarterfinal round, and we'll be back after this.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
The Pull Bag is the GCRN's place for everything you need in the comic book world. We focus on new and current comics, while also tackling a few back issues here and there. So join the entire GCRN crew and see what issues the hosts have with today's panel. You can find The Pull Bag on iTunes and geekcastradio.com. Make your great escape into comics.
We are back. Steve, tell the fine people how they can interact and vote and listen and all that good stuff.
Well, first of all, you visit the geekcastradio.com website, and at the very top of the page, there's a magical area that says, to the GCRN Wars Tournament, 80s Villains, and it says Round 1, Round 2, and then Quarters. And you're going to click on that, and that will be the place that you'll go to see the post. And it will have the latest breakdown of the bracket, as well as all of the voting options.
Very, very awesome. This is going to be very interesting to see how this round's voting is going to go, because like you said, Steve, like a couple of the battles I can kind of predict, even though I'm not going to hear, but I honestly don't know what the outcome is going to be between Skeletor and Zarkon.
I don't know on some of these either. They're just mind-boggling.
Yeah. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens when we get to the semifinals next week. Just want to let everybody know, voting is open from Friday, April 5th through Thursday night, April 11th. Because we record these every Thursday. Every Thursday that we've been doing it. But yeah, so voting is open from Friday, April 5th, 2013, through Thursday, April 11th, 2013. Listen to the podcast first, please. Hear our thoughts. And then if we sway you either way, go vote afterwards. Don't just look at the post, vote, and then leave. Also, you can comment and tell us why you think Skeletor would give a Havoc staff up Zarkon's ass, or why Avenger would fly all over Cobra's base, or why Miles Mayhem would just sit on Mumra's deformed body, or why Megatron would just, you know, step on Tread. Oh, wait, did I something in my shoe? Scrape.
Oh.
He stepped in Shredder poo.
Oh.
That was a little shreddy there.
Oh, boy. All right, so for GCRN Wars, I am TFG and Mike with...
We're TV's Mr. Neil.
And Steve Megatron Phillips.
We will see you next time with the semifinals, and Kevin will be back. Kevin Optimus Solo will be back for the semifinals. As we said at the beginning of the podcast, Pizza the Hut kind of devoured him, so... We will catch you next time in this, the 80s Cartoons Villains Tournament on GCRN Wars.
You've just listened to GCRN Wars on GeekCastRadio.com. If you would like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, GeekCastRadio.com, where you can comment on the episode in all of our different podcasts. Be sure to rate our show on iTunes and leave us feedback. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can email us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.